How a rooftop apple orchard could help one of Hereford's most iconic buildings get off the ground. It's a great idea, this. It's baffled people living in Hereford for years why this iconic riverside venue, the Left Bank, has never succeeded in getting off the ground. It's got so much going for it, hasn't it? It's a lovely little spot it's in. It should be working. It should have everything going for it. It's been derelict, though, since 2010, following years of being repeatedly sold and leased. But the venue has got new managers there. They've got the new managing director thinks things are about to change. Lauren Waring says she's confident that when the doors reopen in November, Left Bank will revitalise the Y side of the city. But what exactly is she going to do differently? We thought we'd send our reporter along to find out. Kalpana Badu has been to Left Bank to get the latest.
Lauren, we've got the perfect setting right now, sitting on the balcony of Left Bank overlooking the River Wye. This is your baby behind us, Left Bank, which you are going to bring to life after 4 years. Just tell us where you're at.
Well, we're in the midst of the work, basically, at the moment. We're just levelling the floors, ready for the hardwood floors to go down. We're doing lots of final decorative bits as well, so starting painting the walls. It's all completely newly renovated. We've got rid of the old thick hotel carpets. Now it's all bright and fresh with wood floors.
Just tell us about the orchard that's planned for the top balcony as well.
So Heineken have plans to plant a mini apple orchard up there, which will be lovely. We just hope that people won't tuck in too much to the cider apples. But it's going to make the place beautiful, and it really holds true to Hereford roots as well with the cider links.
Now, a lot of people might think that the place is a little bit jinxed. I mean, over the last 10 years, it hasn't had the best reputation. It's been constantly opened and closed. Yeah. What do you think you can do that's different?
Well, we will do a variety of things, basically keep mixing it up a little bit. We're going to have pop-up restaurants here as well, which means that we're not confined to doing the same old menu all the time. We're going to bring in some, you know, hopefully some world-renowned chefs.
The other thing that you're facing at the moment that other people might not have had in the past is the fact that we've now got the old market that's opened nearby. Are you worried that you'll also have that now to compete with?
I think that the old market development could only be a good thing, really. I think that it's bringing life to Hereford, and what we're going to do at this end of town is try and bring life a bit back to this end as well.
How do you think Left Bank is going to change Hereford, particularly this side of Hereford, for the future?
I think it will bring much more people down this end, you know, wanting to come to the bar, because this side, since it's closing, this side of Hereford's been a little dead, really, and we want to bring a bit more life back to it. It's one of a kind in Hereford. It's a bit of an iconic building within Hereford, I think. And it had so much investment from Albert and Monique Hine in the beginning, and they did it so well that it's... I don't think it's something that you get built very frequently in a city, and I think we're really lucky to have it.
And for Herefordians, it's a place very close to their hearts, despite the fact it has been closed for so many years.
Yeah, the interest in it has been amazing, considering how little we've done advertising-wise. It's got such an amazing reputation as well. I think it just has a really special air about it, because it was built so well and it's so beautifully done. I think that it's something to be really proud of in Hereford.